Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. I want you to take a moment to think about all the products you use. Okay, maybe that's going to take a little bit longer than a moment, but do you ever look at all the labels of the products you use? So I'm going to admit that I never did until our kids started to question what was natural, what was organic. I started to look at things more closely, you know, specifically at the labels, because I wanted to support their lifestyle. So they are, we have three vegans who are plant-based. They choose products that really help with the sustainability of the planet. But, you know, here I was reading the food labels, and then I kind of realized that I've never really looked at my skincare labels. So this is kind of a perfect segue into my guest today. She is the founder and CEO of a natural skincare line called Primal Life Organics. And, you know, she said something really interesting to me. She had said that your skin is your largest organ. And that really resonated. So Trina Felber, who joins us, she's really here to talk about first how she was a nurse and transitioned to becoming an entrepreneur, but also help us to understand, you know, what we're putting on our skin. So Trina, it's great to have you on my show. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Deirdre. It's great to be here. And I love your story about how your kids are really the reason that you're looking into this, because the youth today is so educated on this. This is what they're growing up with. So this is fantastic to hear.
Oh, well, thank you. I find it amazing that they're so in tune, and I can only speak for myself, but I feel they are so much smarter at their age about what they're using and their choices than I was many, many moons ago. And I'm happy that they are.
And I agree. And the funny thing is we grew up in an age where there was no internet, so we didn't have that knowledge or that information available to us. And we grew up with the blind faith that, you know, they're not going to harm me. They're not going to put things in my food and my skincare that's going to hurt me. And so now that there's the internet and this information is available, it's awesome that the kids have that available to them, or the youth, or the, you know, millennials, if you want to call them that. And they're looking for better alternatives. So I love to hear that.
I do too. I think it's great. You have an interesting story. So you were a nurse. You decided to make a better version of a natural skincare line. You know, now you're the founder of a company. Tell us a little bit about your transition to becoming an entrepreneur and startup life.
Well, sure. You know, as a nurse, I've been a nurse for over 20 years. I think it's about 23 years now. So it's interesting when I look back at my history, and I can pinpoint exactly how this happened. You know, my very first nursing job was in the burn center, and I really learned a lot about the skin. I saw what happens to the body when the skin is literally destroyed. I learned that you can't survive without it. It is your largest organ, like you said. And I also learned that it can regenerate. It can heal, and you can heal your skin. But really importantly, all of your organs depend on the integrity of your skin. So fast forward a couple of years, you know, I went back to school to become a nurse anesthetist, and I learned the impact of chemicals or toxins at the cellular level and what that looks like and how that impacts every other organ or system or tissue in your body. So I graduated from anesthesia school. I'm a brand new nurse anesthetist. I, you know, get married, you know, with my husband, and we go off to Fiji, and I get pregnant. We're very healthy. You know, we're eating healthy. We're exercising. Right. It looks great. And I come home from our honeymoon pregnant, and then I miscarried at 7 weeks. And I was devastated. I'm almost 40 years old. I was on the cusp of being 40. And I stopped and thought, what in my history, what in my surroundings, in my environment can I change just in case it's something in my environment? You know, I know that there are things that happen in life and you can't prevent them. But right. I knew that if I could do something, I had to figure it out. So one morning I was getting ready for work and I was using my moisturizer and I looked down at it and probably for the first time I actually read the ingredients that were on this natural skincare that I was using that I trusted. And I literally instantly knew that there were things in there that were harming me and probably the baby. I was at this point pregnant again. I was at the same point, and which is probably why I was so in tune. I was at that 7 week mark and I'm just like very in tune, and I happen to look down and I'm like, oh my gosh, there are things in here that are cancer causing ingredients. They're neurotoxins. And here is this little life, a bundle of nerves. You know, she's the first system really is your nervous system that develops. And, you know, I'm like, this is it. I can't believe it. I have got to unplug from this. So I instantly went and, you know, the only thing I knew that I had that was safe was olive oil. So I put that on my face and I went to work. And then I started, you know, just concocting my own things and making them for myself. And I got really good results. I was amazed at when you feed your skin what it really wants, which is vitamins and minerals and the nutrients. I was amazed at how good my skin looked, because up until that point, I had acne. Yeah, I had oily skin. I had acne. And I was not, you know, I was not the type of person that could just go outside without makeup on. So I was really shocked that about 3 months into making my own skincare out of food-based products, my acne disappeared and my scars started going away. So not to mention that I was developing this healthy baby, but I was really shocked and really surprised. So I started just researching and making my own products better and better and better, and landed on creating my own skincare line. And now I have over 100 products. So it's not where I expected to be when I grabbed my nursing degree.
No, that is an amazing story. And thank goodness you discovered what you did. It's a good thing, so that you could have a healthy baby and you yourself could thrive and look at, you have a company with 100 skincare products. So that's jaw dropping. I don't think that, you know, a large part of the population is taking a look at those labels, and maybe because nobody ever said, do you realize that your skin is your largest organ and there's an impact on chemicals in your body, and you know what happens when you don't nourish your skin?
And it's fascinating too, you know, this is where I love the fact that this is just, to me, this is an extension of my nursing career. I now get to help people around the world look and feel better because they're putting good things on their body. So to me, this is just my nursing care in a bottle that I ship to you. And what's really interesting is that when I started researching, like, what's the difference? So when you ingest something into your mouth, a chemical, so you eat something that has been treated with pesticides, you eat that, your body automatically has safeguards. So your saliva starts to break it down, it goes into your stomach, it gets sent to your liver, which can convert these toxins from oil soluble to water soluble so that it can be excreted in your urine. And most of those chemicals can then be removed from your body. So that's your safeguard. However, your skin doesn't play like that. Your skin is out there. It's in the open. It's soaking these things in. And when you absorb something through your skin, it goes directly into your vascular system and then travels all over your body. And if it even makes it to your liver, then it would be broken down. But all of these ingredients are fat loving. So they can migrate out into your tissues and sit in your tissues, or your brain is a fatty organ. It can sit around your tissues, around your organs and your fatty tissue, and it can cause changes that you have no idea. It can, you know, cause endocrine disruptors, can cause problems with your thyroid gland. Your thyroid is responsible for your metabolism, so it could cause you to have a metabolism that's not so happy. your reproductive system is part of your endocrine system, your hormones. With the rise in infertility, you have to wonder if it has something to do with all the products we're putting on our bodies that have endocrine disruptors in them. The aluminum in antiperspirants has been found in the brains of Alzheimer's victims.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I stopped using antiperspirant.
It's very
just for that
scary.
Reason.
You know,
yeah.
I was just blown away by the fact that literally your skin is your largest organ, and I love to tell people to take a really good look at it because it's a good reflection of what your insides look like. So if it's dehydrated, if it's got some rashes or things going on, that could be related to the things that you're putting on your skin.
Okay, so you just made an important point about, you know, kind of, I was going to ask you the question, how do you even know what your skin needs to make it function correctly? But it really is just looking at your skin to know, or there's more to it?
Well, I like to say that before I started making my own products, my skin was under the influence of drugs and chemicals. I had acne, I had oily skin, and I had skin conditions. I had rashes, and I was a hot mess. And I didn't know, I didn't know what my skin wanted because my skin was confused. It was under the influence of these ingredients. Most of the ingredients put in commercial skincare products are irritants to the skin and can actually cause dehydration, can cause cellular changes, and can cause skin conditions like acne, rosacea, perioral dermatitis, psoriasis, eczema. So when you're having these conditions, it's hard to look at your skin and know what it needs, but what it just might need is to stop using the ingredients that are causing that and put something that's just food-based or oil-based on your skin and see how it reacts, because your skin will actually tell you what it wants if you remove some of those other ingredients. My skin was like broken out. I had a forest of acne, but as soon as I removed benzoyl peroxide, which can cause acne and can cause dryness, and started putting the ingredients that my skin wanted, like oils and essential oils, my skin stopped. I thought it was oily. It was actually dry. I actually had dry skin for about 6 months until it normalized. And now my skin is normal. I don't have any, it's not oily. It's not dry. It's normal. I don't break out. I have an occasional breakout, but nothing like I used to have. And my scars have gone away. So really, if you feed your skin what it wants, it will tell you exactly what it wants. But when it's under the influence of ingredients that are causing other things to go on, it's hard to know what your skin wants.
So yeah, it sounds it. It also sounds like a bit of an education process. So how much educating do you have to do for the average consumer who might benefit from your skincare line, which sounds quite different than a lot of the products that are out there?
I love to educate. I think that's the nurse in me. I'm an advocate. I've always been an advocate for my patients when they couldn't talk for themselves or speak for themselves. I've been able to read their signs, you know, their heart rate and things like that. So I feel like it's my due diligence to educate people. So I'm always on Facebook. I do live Facebook posts. There's tons of educational videos. I wrote a book called Beauty's Dirty Secrets that explains a lot of the background about the ingredients and what it can do to your skin. I'm all about education. A lot of people nowadays are in tune or have heard of this before. It's not necessarily new. So when they find me, most likely they're looking for me because they're looking for something natural. So they understand it. And all I continually educate people, but a lot of people nowadays have heard this. They know that there's bad things in products. The EWG, the Environmentally Working Group, has done a fabulous job, and Think Dirty is another, it's an app on the phone, have done fabulous jobs at getting the word out there. So I think people are beginning to understand it, especially for food. Looking at organic food is a little bit more mainstream today than it was even 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And it's getting the thought process to from food to, I call it skin food, your skincare, and really what you put on your food. If you convert it to skin food instead of skincare, it makes a whole lot more sense to you as to what you should be putting on your skin.
Skin food. I love that. You mentioned social media. So is that how you were mostly spreading the word about your company, or all different types of media? How are you getting across to consumers?
Oh yeah, social media is it's a bear, but it's a great bear.
Isn't it a bear?
that is a bear. You know, it's a love hate relationship. But social media is awesome. You know, I love to do live Facebook posts or videos where I answer questions and I can actually interact with the people that are watching the video at the time I'm broadcasting. I'm on Twitter. Instagram is also another good one. Pinterest. So as many social media outlets as I can to try and spread the word. Like I said, I'm all about educating. So I always try to educate the public on something, whether it's, you know, what's in your toothpaste, or why should you brush your teeth with charcoal?
Or, oh, I was going to ask you that later. We're definitely going to get to that.
Yeah. Why should you wash your hair with dirt? You know, like I love to.
Exactly.
My products are a little unconventional, but they work. They work. They work really good because they have the nutrients that your body wants and your body needs. So social media and everyone.
Where do you think you're making the most traction on social media? Because I know Facebook Live is definitely big. Twitter, you mentioned. Facebook Live.
Yeah, I'd have to say Facebook Live is really the place to be right now. Facebook really gives you a lot of bonus points for doing live. It's not easy. It's not easy. I love the people that will comment, oh, your hair looks awful today. You try and do this every day.
Exactly. So wait, are you doing it every day? You're every day on Facebook Live?
A lot of times. Sometimes I'm doing it twice a day. I do a work-in yoga session.
I'm all about
health and wellness. So yeah, we do a live yoga session every Wednesday at noon Eastern time. We broadcast a 15-minute yoga session. And then I do live Facebook probably 4 to 5 days a week, at least once a day, sometimes twice a day. I'll get a question in, and I'm like, you know what? If one person is asking me this question, probably 100 people have this question. So why don't I just make a little video about the
Absolutely.
Answer? That makes it easier for me and easier for them. So, yeah.
It's true. What, talk a little bit, how much prep work for Facebook Live? I've done it myself, and it's really important, I know, beforehand to let everybody know, hey, I'm going to be live talking about whatever it is. So is that what you're doing each day before you either have your live yoga session?
Not so much. I'm not as good at that because my day is just hectic, you know. I'll sometimes get on in the morning and go, hey, join me at 3:00 this afternoon. I'm going to be doing a session about such and such topic. Last week I did a session. It was a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday session about 3 natural ways to take your face off. 100% natural. So the first day I did, I took my makeup off on camera.
You're brave.
Yeah, I know. See?
I give you credit for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
I'll tell you, like 10 years ago, I couldn't do it with my acne, but today I could do it. No problem. So I did that. And I did an apple cider vinegar challenge. It was a 30-day challenge. And every day I did live. Some on the weekends I taped them. But and Monday through Friday, I did a live broadcast about a health benefit of taking apple cider vinegar, a shot of apple cider vinegar every day. You got 10 seconds. It could literally change your life.
Why?
Every day.
What does it do for you?
Oh my gosh. Apple cider vinegar is join my challenge. Go to acvchallenge.com. It helps lower blood pressure. It helps lower cholesterol. It helps manage blood sugar, diabetes. It will help enhance your mood. It helps release your good mood hormones. It helps weight loss. I did 3 days on weight loss because there's a lot of different ways that it can help with weight loss. It improves your intestinal, like your food absorption, your gut flora.
That's amazing.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so acvchallenge.com, and it's one shot as in one shot glass.
So technically you should do 2 to 3 shots a day. I did it once a day with And if you go there and sign up, it starts every Monday. So Monday, you would get an email with day one, which tells you all about it. And pregnancy, it's safe during pregnancy. But yes, so what I do is mix apple cider vinegar with water, a one-to-one. I like to make a big batch so that I don't have to make it every day. Okay. So I would mix like one cup of water with one cup of apple cider vinegar. And throughout the challenge, I give you some extra recipes. So you can mix in a little bit of honey and a little bit of...
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the first shot is sometimes a little shocking. And it's a shot. So it's literally like a shot glass. So about 1 ounce. And 20 minutes before you eat. 20 minutes. So when you get up in the morning, do your shot. It's going to regulate your bowels. You're never going to feel so good in your life. And it really has so many good health benefits. So I usually tell people do it 20 minutes before each meal for the first 2 weeks. For the first 2 weeks. And then you can do it twice a day. I would say breakfast and dinner, because at dinner, if you're doing it in the evening, it helps boost your metabolism as well while you're sleeping. So 20 minutes before you eat dinner, you should do a shot. And if you do that for life, you can see some dramatic changes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that is really, I'm going to do it. I'll have to contact you afterward to let you know. I will try it, but I am definitely adding some honey into that. Trina, I'm going to ask you to hold all your thoughts. We're going to cut to a quick break, give some love to our sponsor. And when we get back, Trina is going to share her thoughts on how to read labels, her favorite products, and why.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformance.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. Trina Felper and I were chatting about feeding your skin so that it can function properly. And we left off talking about apple cider vinegar. Trina, you mentioned it twice a day before breakfast, 20 minutes before you eat breakfast, 20 minutes before maybe, let's say, you eat dinner. And I just had a quick question and a thought about that. Are you putting it into your system first so that it can absorb before you actually put food in? Is that why you would take it first?
It does, yes, so that you absorb it. And it really does help set your intestines. It can help prevent cancer. It's a little alkaline for your body. So it helps. I don't know if you know anything about the alkalinity of the body, drinking alkaline water, but it helps prevent like viral infections, bacterial infections, things like that. So drinking it up front just makes it a little bit more potent for your body.
Okay. And there's no after effects? It doesn't seep through your pores and you smell like apple cider vinegar for the whole day? Nothing like that? I just want to know.
I don't know. Maybe that's why I don't have anybody standing around me. No, right. There's no after effects. You know, I use it as a hair rinse. And it smells more, the scent of the hair rinse lasts only about 5 minutes itself. So drinking it is not going to make you smell like an apple, I promise.
Okay, that's
good.
But
it will keep the doctor away. It will keep your doctor away.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's stay on the whole products and what we can use that are good for us. And then we'll talk about labels, because I definitely want to get to that and how to read a label. But maybe you could just share, what are your favorite or different products that you use that's good for your body and good for your system? So now we know apple cider vinegar. You know, I remember, and you mentioned it before, charcoal toothpaste. So tell us your secrets.
All right, so here's the dirty secret about toothpaste. So if you're buying a commercial toothpaste off the shelf, you're probably cleaning your teeth, but that's about it. And what you're cleaning it with is probably ingredients that are harmful. It's going to strip your teeth. It might even strip your enamel. And it's probably breaking down your gums have normal bacteria that help prevent the overgrowth of bad bacteria. What's really interesting is when you use my tooth powder, you no longer have bad breath. And we just figured out why. But it's because the toothpaste contains like SLS and phthalates and parabens and things like that that disrupt your normal bacteria. Your goal when you're brushing your teeth is twofold. You want to get them clean, but you also want to put the minerals back in your teeth. Your teeth are made up of minerals. If you flip your label over on your toothpaste, it's not going to have any minerals in it, I almost promise you. Almost all toothpaste out there have no minerals in them, unless you count fluoride, which we're not going to talk about because that's a toxic one. But your goal is to put the minerals back in your teeth. Your teeth leach minerals every day. And when they leach minerals to the point where you have a sensitive tooth, that's because you've broken down the outer surface of your enamel and you're not putting the minerals back in. Now, we used to, our ancestors used to eat a diet rich in minerals because the soil was rich in minerals and they would eat just plant-based type foods from the ground. But today, our soil is really depleted of minerals, so we're not getting as many minerals in our mouth. The interesting thing is you can't pull these minerals from inside your body, so you can't take a supplement to replace the minerals you're losing in your teeth. You have to have them at the surface of the tooth where you've lost those minerals. They have to be the exact mineral at the exact location, and that site has to be clean. So what I did is I developed a product called Dirty Mouth Tooth Powder. And I developed it because my daughter at the age of two had a molar come in that had a defect, just like a cavity in it. And the dentist was all concerned and said, we need to put a filling in, but this tooth is probably not going to last her much longer than 6 months. And it was a tooth that needs to last till her teens. So I started researching, there's got to be a way to heal this tooth and keep this tooth in place. So what I found was that clay contains the exact minerals that your teeth need to stay strong and healthy. And as you're brushing your teeth, clay is very detoxifying to the surface of your tooth as well as your gums. But it's not stripping your natural bacteria. So it's going to clean your gums. It's going to clean your teeth. It's going to help prevent the overgrowth of bad bacteria, but leave your good bacteria in place so you're not really going to have any bad breath anymore. That helps prevent the bad breath. But it's also got those minerals. So as you're brushing your teeth, the minerals are going to go back into your teeth and can actually help heal cavities. I had one woman, it was astounding. She had six cavities. Yeah. One of them needed a root canal. And she started using Dirty Mouth Tooth Powder and went back to her dentist to have that root canal filled. And she sat down in the chair and he said, you know what, you only have one cavity. And that cavity doesn't need a root canal and sent her home. So I was like, really? If you go to my website, to the Dirty Mouth Tooth Powder, I have her voice because she left me a message and I put it on an audio that you can actually listen to her voice. It's amazing. But the really cool thing about clay is that it also whitens. So as you're brushing your teeth, not only are you going to be cleaning and remineralizing your teeth, but you're also going to be whitening your teeth. And what I loved to do is make things better. So when I realized that charcoal, I say black is the new white. Charcoal is really porous. It's very, very porous. And that's why it's so good at detoxifying. And in the emergency room, if you have a drug overdose, whether it's intentional or accidental, we give you charcoal. Because it binds to everything. So what it does in your mouth is the exact same thing. It binds to the discolorations and the toxins. And when you brush, it helps to remove them and you are left with whiter teeth. Hmm. So I make a black formula, which has the charcoal in it, and I make a regular formula without the charcoal.
Okay, so I have, this begs quite a few questions. Number one, whether you're using the clay or the black charcoal, does it, number one, stain your teeth? Number two, what does it taste like? I mean, is it unpleasant or is it pleasant? And number three, what happens if you accidentally ingest it?
Okay, so what was the first question?
So number,
does it?
Yeah, I think number one was, Does it like leave any residue?
No, it cleans your teeth. It's almost like going, some people have said it's better than going to the dentist. It cleans your teeth very, very well. Actually better than regular toothpaste. It's mildly, a lot of people have used baking soda. So I don't know if you've ever used baking soda to brush your teeth. I used to, my mom used to have us do that when we were little. And yeah. It's very similar to using baking soda. The only problem with baking soda alone is it doesn't have the minerals that your teeth need. So again, you're going to be cleaning your teeth, but you're not going to be putting those minerals back in. But I think you said, does it remove the stain? Or does it stain your teeth? No. It doesn't stain your teeth because actually the regular formula, just like the charcoal, helps to remove stains. So they both whiten. They actually leave your teeth whiter than previous.
And then what about taste was number two. And number three was what happens if you ingest it on accident.
Okay, yeah. So that's a good one. So taste. I made mine to taste very similar to what you're used to when you purchase off the shelf. So I have peppermint, which literally tastes like peppermint, spearmint tastes like spearmint, and then I made a couple other flavors upon request. Cinnamon, anise, which is like black licorice, and cool orange is made primarily for kids because kids don't like the spicy taste of peppermint. Right. So I made cool orange primarily for kids. And then I had a lot of requests from people that have taste sensitivities. So I just made a natural, which has absolutely no flavor. And people love that. People that don't like that taste or any taste in their mouth, they like the natural flavor. So that's cool. Taste. And the first time you use this is different. You know, some people love it the first time. I have to say, probably it takes 2 to 3 times to use it to fall in love with it for the most part. And then once you've done it 2 or 3 times, most people say there's no way they can go back. It won't foam. There's no foaming. So you're not going to have that foaming, soapy, foaming stuff in your mouth. And most people say they can never go back to that again. They don't know how they brushed their teeth before.
And what happens if a child swallows it?
So the bentonite clay is food grade, and bentonite clays are actually detoxifying, and people do cleanses with clay. They ingest clay. You can actually ingest it when you're sick, like if you have a stomach virus. There's a way to ingest charcoal. Now, I don't suggest it if you're taking medications. You never want to ingest charcoal around the time you're taking the medication because it will bind, like I said. But there are times like when we went to Mexico and 2 years ago, and we took little charcoal tablets, and my one son started to get the little stomach flu, so we gave him a couple tabs of charcoal mixed in some water. He drank it, and he was fine. So you can ingest charcoal and clays safely, and especially the amount that you would be ingesting with if you accidentally swallowed, like if a child swallowed the toothpaste or the tooth powder. It's not going to harm you.
This is fascinating. I mean, you never hear dentists talking about charcoal or clay. Why is that?
I know. Well, you know what's interesting? I don't think most of them really know that this is a great natural alternative. It's the same as in the medical field that we're, natural stuff isn't the norm. You know, you're not programmed that way. I've worked with a lot of dentists, and as soon as they hear this, they're on board. Most dentists are totally on board as soon as they hear about it, and they're like, oh my gosh, that totally makes sense. I have a couple dentists that sell the Dirty Mouth Tooth powder in their office because it works so well.
Oh, that's good.
But it's just interesting, and I try to get the word out to dentists as much as I can because and it's really just a matter that a lot of them are not familiar with it, and they've never really thought about the fact that you can actually use clay to actually prevent cavities.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting. Okay, so Trina, we have to touch on labels because they're really important. When you're purchasing a product, what do you recommend for people to look for on the label?
Well, first of all, you want to flip it over because that's where all the good, juicy information is. So flip the label over just like you do on your food and look at what the ingredients are. And really, it's the first few ingredients that you're really primarily interested in. And if you don't recognize what those words are, or if they have a number behind them, most likely they are some sort of compound that's not healthy for you, that's lab made, and possibly like a preservative or something like that. The other thing that I'd like to tell people is to notice, and just this is more just noticing to keep yourself in tune with it, and then I'll tell you why. But notice what the first ingredient is on most skincare labels. It's usually water, and it's usually not purified. It's usually plain old tap water. And tap water contains a lot of contaminants, including heavy metals. And the problem isn't necessarily that water is listed as the first ingredient on one label. The problem is it's an overuse. So if you're using, and it's not uncommon for women and men to use about 10 products a day. If you're using 10 products and the very first ingredient is water, those, when it's the first ingredient, it's the number one ingredient, it's the highest percentage, it could be up to 90% water. Here's the biggest problem with water. Besides the fact that it could contain contaminants, it doesn't hydrate your skin. It actually does the opposite. Water is not absorbed through your skin. It's actually evaporated off. And when it evaporates, it takes with it some of your natural oils that protect you from both dryness and from bacterial invasion. So if you're putting something on that has primarily water in it, you're primarily paying for water because it could be up to 90% and the water's not doing any good. Dehydrated skin looks older. So if you're someone that's around my age in their late 40s and want to look younger, the water is being the first ingredient is going to accentuate your wrinkles and make you look older than you are. So that's my plug on water.
Oh my gosh. I'll be looking for products with water and all those words that I don't understand. Full garbage pail tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole, if you don't recognize it, a lot of times the real name is in the parentheses. So you might see what they call like the plant-based name, but if you look in the parentheses and it says coconut oil, you know that's coconut oil. But if it doesn't say that, then most likely it's something that's not good for you. It's probably going to cause cancer. It could be a neurotoxin. It could be an endocrine disruptor. And there's a lot of things that are put in there as fillers. So look at the first couple ingredients. If you get to second, third, fourth ingredient and you don't recognize anything and the first ingredient was water, you probably want to put it back.
Okay, that is really good to know.
I don't put any water in my products. Mine are 100% concentrated. So you really need, it's amazing how little you need when you're not watering something down, because a lot of my customers are like, oh my gosh, those are tiny bottles. But the tiny bottles last you a lot longer than that big bottle because there's no water in it and your skin loves it and looks good.
All right. Well, we're going to pivot a little bit to your entrepreneurial life. So how do you like being an entrepreneur and you're living the lifestyle?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm so grateful that I've been able to be successful with this and be able to have a business, a thriving business, educating people, and, you know, really being able to use my nursing background, my nursing career to reach thousands of people. And I love it. I really love it. It's nowhere that I ever expected to be, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
That's great. And do you miss anything about the nursing career, or are there really just elements brought forward in what you do now?
You know, I still do anesthesia twice a month.
So you get kind of a fix.
Yeah. So I haven't completely given it up, and it's more because I still enjoy it. It's not a job that I ever hated. I've always enjoyed doing it. So 2 days a month, I really still enjoy going in and doing it. So I still keep my feet wet. But yet I really, this is my passion. This is where I'm heading. And, you know, eventually I won't be able to do it even those 2 days. But right now, as long as I can do it, I'm going to do it. So
that's awesome. It works, you know, and they say whatever works and whatever makes you happy and fulfilled.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to play a little game. All right. Yes. An entrepreneur game. Yes. I'm going to say a statement and you're going to fill in the blanks. And
yes.
I don't think it's a time test, so I won't challenge you that way. Okay, so here we go. The first one. I'm inspired to...
I'm inspired to help people look younger, feel better, and live longer. That's what I'm inspired to do.
Oh, that's a good one. And I'm sure people appreciate that. It's a really good purpose. Okay.
That incorporates my skincare and my nursing career.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, here's another one. My favorite book is...
Rocket Fuel, for all those entrepreneurs out there. That's a good one. You got to read it.
Tell me about Rocket Fuel.
It's by...
I haven't read it.
It's Gina Wickman and Mark Winters. And it's all about... It's really what helped me go from being the person at the top of the company that feels like they have to do everything to realizing that really I am the visionary. And I need someone that's an integrator, someone that can get the things done. But I need to be the creative person, the person that continues to do all the creative aspects, including like the social media, Facebook Live. But I need someone that can carry out the day-to-day tasks to get the job done and get the product made and get them out the door. So it was the book that changed the way I run my business.
That sounds like a really smart book. You're right, because there's no way that you can be the... every creative aspect and the visionary and doing what you're doing and yet running the show and implementation and execution, but you need a trusted person or a trusted band of people if you have the resources. Absolutely. Okay. Here's another one. My entrepreneurial hero is...
I have to say my husband.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, I know.
Why
my
is
husband's
that?
Awesome. Well, he launched his first company when he was 13, and he would work after school. He sold computers in a little small town. He opened a shop and sold computers when he got out of school. And I like to call him the connector. He knows so many people in the business realm that he knows when you talk to him as an entrepreneur, he knows what you need and who to connect you with to get it. And it's really his vision of my company has always, I've done the part of being an entrepreneur, but it wouldn't be where it is today without his skill of how to build it to get it there. And, what's the next step and what I need to do next. So he's been fabulous to have on my team.
That's amazing. Sounds like you guys are honeymooners. You just got married. The way you speak of him, that's so nice. That's refreshing. Awesome. How long have you been married?
We've been married 9 years. 9 years.
Nice. So,
yeah.
9 years been, and he's still your
9 years. Hero. Three kids. Yeah. Wow. Three kids. Nine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's the next one. My favorite hobby that isn't connected to my business is...
I have to say right now it's yoga. It's so healing for the mind and the body. And even though I do my yoga 15 minutes at work every Wednesday, it's what really keeps me connected to myself and my body.
That's really good. Yeah, I think yoga is terrific too. I'm there with you. Okay, here's the last one. As an entrepreneur, I've learned
to let it go. Let something
good one.
Go. Like, you've got to be able to task things out to people. You can't do it all, because that's where you're going to fail as an entrepreneur. You've got to take it to the next step, next level. You really have to be able to let someone else do some of the things for you.
Yeah, I apply that let things go in so many ways, in the business sense, the entrepreneurial realm, in the even your mindset, mistakes you make, let things go. Somebody does you wrong, let things go. Because it kind of poisons you. If you keep it with you, you're not hurting anyone else but yourself at the end of the day. Oh my
totally.
God, did you pass my little game with flying colors? Congratulations. So
So, you know, what advice would you give to other professionals, maybe who might be settled in a career or want to make a big transition? Because you did, you made a big transition. So what advice, you've done so well, what advice would you give to them?
That you just have to start. I hear so many people say, oh, I would love to do this, or I have such a great idea, or, you know, I've got this down on paper, but I just haven't followed through. You just have to start. You have to really be what you want it to be, because it's all up to you.
That's great advice. Yeah, you have to go for it, start it, and it has to be you. It has to be a part of you.
You have to stay true to who you are, but you have to start, because if you don't start, it's never going to go anywhere. And that's the biggest downfall to any business, is just not even starting. It's always an idea.
That's right. And sometimes, you know, knowing that you can't do it alone and asking for help when you need it.
Yeah, right.
And that's where your entrepreneurial hero probably comes in too. You know, when you get stuck, your husband.
I was not always happy with my hero's advice, but it has worked out. Yes.
That is good. Awesome.
And he told me I needed to write a book. I was like, are you kidding me? What?
Hey, that's good advice. So last question, super easy. Where can my listeners find out more about you and your skincare line?
Oh, yes, all over. I'm at PrimalLifeOrganics.com. You can find me on Facebook, Primal Life Organics. Twitter and Instagram are both Primal Life Org. My blog is Cave Girl Skincare. And I can't think of anything else. My book is Beauty's Dirty Secret. You can find it on Amazon or on my website. So, Deirdre, I love to offer your listeners a great bonus. I have something that I developed. It's called the Starter Package. And I developed it because when you're starting to look at skincare, it's overwhelming how many things there are. So I developed what I call the starter package, which contains a face wash, a face moisturizer, my lovely Dirty Mouth tooth powder that you get to brush your teeth with dirt. It also contains a deodorant, so you can skip the antiperspirant, get rid of that aluminum. And it also has a hand repair. But I love to offer it at 50% off. So I'm going to give you the link so that your listeners can get 50% off the starter package. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Excellent.
And the ACV challenge. Don't forget about the ACV challenge.
Oh my gosh.
ACVchallenge.com.
Awesome. Well, Trina, thank you so much for all of your insights about skin care and skin being the largest organ in our body and how important it is to really feed your skin the right nutrients and most of all, sharing your career journey with us. So I think we're going to be reading some labels and trying some really interesting products thanks to you. So thank you.
No problem, Georgia. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Oh, thank you. It's been such a pleasure. I also want to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. Until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.